Turkey warns the US not to conflate Kurds with terrorists, and Hindus celebrate the festival of the pot. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Monday, January 14th. Ankara is calling on the US to honour its strategic partnership with Turkey. Presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalın made the comments after Trump said the US would, quote, devastate Turkey economically if they hit Kurds, end quote, as the US pulls out of Syria. Kalın said it was a fatal mistake to equate Kurds with the YPG, which is the Syrian wing of the PKK, a group Ankara and Washington agree is a terrorist organization. The Iranian military says a cargo plane that crashed near Tehran was one of its aircraft and that 16 people were on board. The Boeing 707 was flying from Kyrgyzstan when it crashed in heavy weather. Anger and frustration are building at petrol stations in Zimbabwe after fuel prices were increased by 150% overnight. Cars are reported to be queuing for kilometres. President Emmerson Mnangagwa says the decision to more than double the price of gas was necessary for the economy. Today marks 8 years since Tunisia's popular uprising brought down the government of President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. People who took part in the uprising, the first of several in the region, say the freedom of expression they now have is nice, but crippling inflation and unemployment are not. Despite the hardships, they say they're planning to celebrate. Pilgrims from across the world are gathering in India for Kumbh Mela, a major Hindu festival. Up to 150 million people, including a million foreigners, are expected to take part in the gathering. Hindus believe that dipping in the waters of the Ganges during Kumbh Mela, or Festival of the Pot, brings salvation from the cycle of life and death. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.